Now they wanna be with a slang nigga.
It's Chris Kiger.
Form.
Yeah.
Okay. What's up, guys? You're listening to Out the Booth podcast with me, La Music Junkie, aka Joy Rogoro. And I'm hijacking Eugene's show for today. So surrender all your phones, all your belongings. I'm the captain now.
Yes, Capitan, about to take us on a trip. You're listening to OTB podcast. My name is Eugene, aka the Yellow Mellow Fellow, Mr. Crooked Smile. How you been, Joy?
All my things, as you can tell from my voice, I've been really well. I've been out too many times. Hey, this weekend I've been out.
But you're always out. So
yeah, but this one was too much. Like, I was like, I just want to go home and sleep, kind of out.
Okay. For the first time, you're finally tired about the out life. I think it's about time you settle down. Speaking of albums, This weekend we've had so many albums coming out.
Yes, I mean, June is a crazy month, by the way.
I think it all starts in April, flows all the way down up until, you know, the ninth month. Then guys,
okay, so I'm tabiri wa hewa.
Hey, when it comes to music, man.
You even know the seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but June has been crazy. First, there was this EP called, a reggae EP called Rising Spirits, which is by a band called Mighty Zionites. Check them out. Then there was now Erosh. Erosh released his first EP called Morasta.
Morasta EP.
Morasta. And then Jack Rooster on the next day released his first album called...
I have no idea.
Oh, he's not done his homework.
This show is yours.
Hajafanya homework. Where chapwe? Yeah, but it's called Nyoba. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing about these two projects is they're both Afro House projects.
Okay.
Some of the first Afro House projects in Kenya.
Actually, speaking of Afro House projects, This episode, but there's all house music. We just want to get to know what's house music about. You know, what house music do we have in the country?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what house music can you put in your playlist in case you want to chill, hype yourself up slowly?
Yeah. So Kenyan house music is a shit right now. I'm just... Nimetabiri hewa hapo. If you have two Afro House projects dropping in one weekend, you know it's hot. So for the first song, will be probably one of the first Kenyan house songs that we've probably had. And it's by a guy called Boneless. He's also called the Kamba Boy, not to be confused with Mbithi. Yeah, so Boneless featuring Inami on the vocals. And I know people know this song.
Studio. Yeah, definitely. This song has been around for a while, man.
A Kenyan house anthem called a Superstar.
Nyesewe Superstar. Playing for you right here on OTB Podcast.
Was he where? Superstar. That is my destiny. On our weta ata. Nongi nani ne wabi. Living la vida loca. Me nine diamonds, Jay nature silver, Nayombe teni ruby. Eye of the tiger is what I wear on Sunday. Ngali ne BMW, Suti Jojo Amani. Patek Philippe, that is the watch I'm rocking. Ngobia ni Fedora, Nundu ni superstar. Nasiwe superstar.
Nasiwe superstar.
Nasiwe superstar.
Nasiwe superstar. 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 Superstar.
Super superstar. Kokenga nondo nemo star. When that are you? Ndwendie ovo. Nani musta, nasiwe superstar. We got the bus, kana umis the bash. Kwa nani na bash. Josh na kina tanya, moka na kina dash. Twina drink cigars, na twina rhymes. Rhymes ya go basta rhyme. Nina gifts ya after bash.
champagne na to my rush. No cut the bus, gonna miss the bash. Superstar na nina bash. Nina bash ya came masters. Rastas na after puff, puff, puffing on my cigars. Make it take in a dash. Naki na mat, naki na mash. May sunga ke manga. Go dance, go on and cabeza. No, no, ni superstar. Na segue, na segue, na segue superstar.
Nasi ayue superstar. Nasi ayue superstar. Nasi ayue superstar.
Nwendiye oho. Nundu ni superstar. Nwendiye oho. Nundu ni superstar.
Superstar.
Nwendiye oho. Nundu ni superstar.
Superstar.
Nwendiye oho. Nundu ni superstar. Tuitoke ke shopping Paris, US na China. Dolce Gabbana, Fendi na Prada. Kana wenda Adidas, nyene ndete Adidas. Naki na Puma, I have a show in London. Singing with Snoop on Nambo, Kelly tu wenda cha.
Nienda ma rush rush, na to mi CB. Na Cinderella shoes, and I think I want some makeup. Buy me a bitch house, and a new bikini. Na Lamborghini. Wasewe superstar. Nasi ayue superstar. Superstar, nasi ayue superstar. Superstar, nasi ayue superstar.
Yeah, man, I hear you're a superstar. Is that true?
Am I a superstar? Am I?
Are you?
Am I a superstar?
Are you a superstar?
Well, maybe. Who knows? Maybe out there y'all know me as the Yellow Mellow Fellow, Mr. Crooked Smile. You're listening to Out the Booth Podcast, and I am joined by...
No, you are under...
I am joining.
You are under the captainship.
I'm telling you people, don't get married. This is the kind of shit that happens. They take over everything.
Thank God we are not married. Thank God. But sorry, yeah, I'm a music junkie. And yeah, I'm great. Happy to be here. Because, you know, I really love Kenyan house music. I go for a lot of house events. But not whenever I hear a Kenyan house song, like Superstar or any of the songs that we're going to play today, I'm like, yes, this is Kenyan house music.
Because honestly, I'm not so familiar with Kenyan house music. Mm-hmm. If you were to ask me on any other day other than today about house music, I'll just tell you maybe Suraj. Uh-huh. And electronic circle.
Okay.
That's as far as my knowledge of house music
Serious?
Goes. Honestly. And it's a very sad thing to admit on the podcast, but you know, sometimes you have to admit when you don't know shit. That's how you learn. So yeah.
But you know your new Nairobi stuff. I give definitely. That to you, man.
Always, every other day. Actually, you should go listen to the No Complications playlist. It is out now. You can find that and every other previous episode on Radio Pub.
Yeah, that's the plug that always has to be on OTB podcast.
How can you lack?
go listen to it. But yeah, that song Superstar was released back in 2013 by Boneless featuring Inami, as we said. And it was executive produced. Can we say that? Produced executively.
Honest Wambari.
A.K.A. Jack Rooster.
You know, sometimes it's always nice to just keep your names, because when guys hear your names afterwards, they're like, what? Jack Rooster, Honest Wambari. Okay.
The secret's out, man.
Man, we already know your name. But yeah.
But you're still Jack Rooster to us.
Still very dope.
And Jack Rooster is such a big name in the Kenyan house scene, mostly because he's been running a radio show that plays exclusively African house music.
Really?
Yeah.
There's such a... Oh, a radio show.
A radio show.
Okay, show, yeah.
Umesikia nini?
I was thinking, my mind was like on station.
Oh.
Because we have this radio station, Vibes Radio.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever take any mat from wherever along the sides of Ngong,
yeah,
it's like the only radio station that plays.
Does it play house music?
Yeah, it's all reggae, man.
Hey, Vibes!
So, you're talking about Jack Rooster.
But yeah, Jack Rooster is the host of this show called Cafe Mocha. If you are a house fan in Kenya, in the world, you know this show.
Wait, Cafe Mocha was not by Kerry Martin?
No, it's by Jack. Kerry Martin was a co-host.
Man, Kerry used to do a good job. But yeah, he moved on.
Rooster has a podcast called Deeper Sounds of Nairobi. It's actually like a number one podcast on iTunes podcasts. Mm. Yeah, so he's been a true ambassador for a really long time.
You know, when it comes to being number one, especially on iTunes and these other things, sometimes it surprises me that the things we do not appreciate are the ones that are appreciated more by others, and
yeah,
they're the ones that actually make the lists.
Yeah.
Like, speaking of house music, you know, back mm-hmm. when Electronica Circle were really the wave, these guys used to hit number one charts in the UK.
Mm.
Like top 7, top 100.
Wow.
But in Kenya, you just hear them when they're doing an interview or when their music is out.
Maybe I think because they appreciate for house music back then wasn't as the way it is right now. Like right now, for example, Jack finally released his first album 8 years later, and he released it at Alchemist, and man, it was packed. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. It was lit. I didn't attend, but I saw the stories. Yeah, like people really came to support him, and not just the fans, but also the Decimeters. So you know he's signed under Decimal Records
mm-hmm.
by Musiox, and in his album he features them as the vocalists.
Yeah, speaking of, you have been campaigning for Mlambes for I don't know how long.
It's a dope song. What do you mean?
I don't know. Guys, if you're listening to this podcast and you like Mlambes, please write an essay on why you like that song, because I want to understand. Because honestly, I know it's a good song.
Yeah,
it's,
but what's...
It's
what
jam worthy.
Yes,
the thing is, it's jam worthy. I can jam to that song any single time.
Uh-huh.
But I'll not find myself purposefully putting it in, replay.
What is it about it that I
can't put my finger in it?
Is it because it sounds South African?
No, I think it's the whole thing is...
How much is the video?
It's like off after the second time, the first time. I don't know.
I think you need to write an essay about why you don't like Mlambes.
Because
I think majority of people love Mlambes.
But I know the other Mlambes. No, that's the one I like on the kids.
That one, Bado, I've not listened to it.
It's been up for a while.
Yeah.
That was nice. I can't remember the exact artist, but yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, back to Jack Rooster.
Back to Jack.
So yeah, Jack had a really dope album launch. Decimeters were there. Have you listened to the Nini? Have you listened to it?
Is it out yet? You know, I usually check my albums from Boomplay. When I was checking yesterday, mm-hmm. I don't think they were up.
Well, he said he's about to release it on digital platforms because mm-hmm. he sold the CDs during the launch.
Yeah.
I've been lucky to listen to a couple of songs because, you know, before the launch, he's been playing them in his shows. He also plays them on Homeboys, like... If you listen to Homeboys today, I'm sure you'll hear one song from his album.
I'll have to look for that because I need to. I usually use Boomplay.
Yeah.
I don't know which apps you guys use for music. Joy, you told me yours is Deezer.
Deezer is my thing. Apple Music when I have money.
Mm-hmm. I've never used Apple Music, honestly.
Apple Music is
dope. I used it only once to stream the release of, what is this album? Scorpion, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, we are getting carried away by other things.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about house music.
It's worth listening to. If you haven't listened to any of the songs, just listen to his Cafe Mocha mixes. Mm. He always uploads every show on his Mixcloud account, so you can listen to every show of Cafe Mocha.
That's awesome. Because I know Cafe Mocha is like... It's literally like a flight.
Exactly.
The way they take the show, it's like a flight.
Yes.
And I love that about the...
Yes.
They're able to create that ambience.
Yes,
the whole thing.
I love Cafe Mocha,
It's
man.
So nice.
So good in the morning.
We've just played you Boneless featuring Inami Superstar.
Yeah, man. Next, we are going to go to the Murasta himself.
This guy has an EP by under the same name, Murasta.
Yes.
And it was released this weekend, an event, of course, which Joy had to attend.
And I will tell you about it later.
Okay.
But yeah, so listen to, this is the first, it's the title track of his EP. It's also Afro House because today it's all about Kenyan house music on OTB podcast.
Let's go. Before we go there, I think I should tell you, Arosh, Chaxi, they host Just Kidding podcast. Chaxi and Maria, they host the Catalyst. Now, this is just shows you guys should go check out, because these shows, for one, they're entertaining. And the other thing is the Catalyst by Maria and Chaxi. I like it because every other Monday, it's the one I'm watching. Mm. It's like my way to wake up and catch up with the week.
And the entertainment scene in general.
And then now Just Kidding is,
if you want to laugh. And hear very uncensored things.
Yeah, and corny jokes throughout the whole thing. They just featured Boutros. I think that's why
I watched it last night. It was dope.
Exactly. They just featured Boutros. I had no idea Boutros was,
woke.
I wouldn't say woke because we just discussed woke and I told you what I mean by woke.
But he makes a lot of sense.
He makes a lot of sense. He is nothing like his music, and that's definitely something you should go check out.
Okay. Are you done with the plug?
I think I'm done with the plug.
Okay, let's play Murasta by
Arosh.
Mr. Karike Mani.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're listening to OTB Podcast.
And Morasta by A Rush. Yeah, just call me Morasta by the from today. Since June 14th.
Are you sure you have dreads Morasta to call you Rasta?
Fam, oh, wait, you don't have dreads to be Rasta.
yeah, this is the Yellow Mellow Fellow, aka @ Eugene Kim, @OTB Pod K E, @LaMusicJunkie.
Woo woo, @A Rush. Hashtag Morasta.
This is pure obsession. But yeah, that was Morasta by A Rush playing for you.
Everyone needs true fans. And I am one of those.
That's debatable on the fact of being a fan. But yeah. I didn't say that, but yeah.
Oh. Okay. We are gonna talk about this after the show. We're not gonna. Yeah, but anyway, that's from his first ever EP called Morasta, mm-hmm, which happens to be a house project.
Yep.
It has some really dope producers in it, by the way.
I'm sure Motori is one of them.
Nah.
He's not.
Nah.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Though Motori is releasing his own.
Yes, he's releasing his own album.
Is it an album or an EP?
LP album.
Yeah. The Dive In.
At Mutoria was at the EP launch. He was the music director, the one on the keys. Wow, they killed it. Mm-hmm. He performed Morasta on that show.
On the launch.
Yeah.
The launch.
Yeah.
But isn't that the whole purpose of a launch? Like, if I'm launching my album, mm-hmm, I want you to listen to songs from the album, not songs from the past.
Well, I mean, but you still also want, you also want to make people happy and play the songs that they love, you know?
Well, yeah, there's that. But, yeah, you know, of course, that section where you're like, okay, so now we are going to play songs from this album.
Yeah.
Becomes kind of a listening party, since we don't necessarily have events called listening parties.
Well, we
right
do,
now.
We do tomorrow, the one I'm hosting.
That's
but
exactly what you do. Plug it. Yeah.
But okay. Yeah. So, yeah, it was actually, but it was such a beautiful event because it was, first of all, it was at MJC. Have you been to MJC?
Mm-hmm.
You know how beautiful that place is, right?
That place is really nice. Quite spacious.
But the thing is, instead of the whole setup, you know where there's a stage and then all the seats look towards the stage? Now, for this EP launch, it was very mixed up. They actually had 3 stages.
How? It's quite a sizable room.
Yeah,
they made it.
Like, they had the main stage, mm-hmm, a stage in front of the bar, and one facing that one. And then as we were seated in the middle, like somehow, it was like, whoa, first of all.
Okay, that's creative.
Yeah, and then he had also other acts performing. There was Jivu Music, there was Kwame. Yes, there was Waithera who performed with him.
What? Waithera has been
Love,
quiet.
Respect, Repeat.
Waithera has been quiet since that song. I don't think I've heard from her.
Yeah, but she's, Fonono Zinasema, she's working on something.
Yeah.
She's working on
Speaking of Waithera, you've just reminded me, Wanja Wahoro is on Empower also.
Yes, she released the video for Youth.
Yesterday.
On Empower, Have you watched the video?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah, I did.
He was sleeping. Nisawa. But yeah, anyway, as I was saying, back to the show. So yeah, there were Kwame, Jivu, Waithera, and also Teardrops did a short spoken word piece. But what I loved about it, there was nothing like at the opening acts. It was more like Jivu went, performed one song, they came out. Kwame anaingia, one song, anatoka. Irosh anaingia in the middle, anatoka. Jivu anarudi.
Quite a mix.
Yes.
Creating a mix of.
Yes. Yeah,
it's like a playlist. So
it? Yes. It was
so beautiful. I
see people,
so I told you, people are copying this playlist thing from OTB, but yeah.
Ah. But it was so, even they even performed Mwanake Millennial.
They did.
The one with Mutoria now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people went nuts.
No, because this guy is really, really good. Apparently, the two have been together for a long, long time. Yes. I'm actually surprised.
Not romantically, but yes.
Well, I forgot. This is the 254. This is 2019. The two have been working together.
Yes, for a very long time.
For quite some time boys. Right now. Mm. Yeah.
So yeah, anyway, that was the EP launch. Waithaka, who is the executive producer of this EP, was mm-hmm. also there. He flew in all the way from US, by the way.
The guy from Waithaka Entertainment.
Yes, Waithaka himself.
We link up from time to time on, you know, online. We talk, chat. Yeah.
You should meet him. He's a very nice guy.
Yeah, he seems like quite a chill guy.
Yeah. So yeah, Waithaka was there. There's also, I met another producer mm-hmm. called Brackish, and he's also produced one song in the EP. Festus, Mora DJ, and Saint Evo are also on the EP. Okay. So this EP, fire.
We have to listen to it. And apparently it's on SoundCloud.
Yes, it's on SoundCloud.
Rasta by A Rosh, you can find it on SoundCloud. Now,
also
Joy.
On Apple Music and Spotify. Yeah, okay. Just had to mention that.
Plug it all. So I need to know something.
Tell me.
What's the difference between house, EDM, and dance music?
Okay, from my understanding as a house music enthusiast, EDM means electronic dance music, and EDM covers very many subgenres. Mm. It has house, it has techno, it has the others. Like there's so many children of EDM, and they all sound different. Mm-hmm. Sawa. House is what we are playing on today's show. There's a vibe. It's not too heavy.
Mm.
It has some musicality. You hear guitars in there, you can hear pianos in there.
Oh.
And usually there are people singing.
Okay.
House usually has vocalists. So it's very friendly to the ear and to clubs. That's house music.
What about dance?
Dance is almost the same-ish. It's more house-ish. Mm. Like EDM that can make you dance. I think
other than pumping your fists in the air, you can actually dance.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because I think I was finding, that's the thing I was finding quite confusing. Mm-hmm. As I was looking into this episode,
mm-hmm.
I had to, you know, I like finding the roots of everything. So as I was looking, I'm finding this house.
Roots beneath
Joy has coconut oil in her bag, so she's just obsessed with roots for some reason.
See, we were talking about Wanja a few minutes ago. Go on.
So yeah, I really couldn't find the difference between house, EDM, and dance. Because each time I listen to all three of these genres or any song labeled as one of these genres, I find it's the same kind of a sound to it.
Well, basically, but what I know is EDM is a big family of many things. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's that. Speaking of, we need to do something about the listings, the way things are listed in this country of ours, especially in the entertainment scene, we need really good listings. I'm looking for house music, and the website I find for house music was last updated in 2017.
Which one was that?
edm.co.ke.
Ah, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not Siwaniki. I'm just saying something I noticed.
Yeah.
So updated 2 years ago. That's 2 years now, because now we're already half into 2019. Mm. And that's not the only thing. Whenever I want to look for my podcast, because I'm, you know, self-conscious like that, I just find myself searching for podcasts in Kenya, and there's no listing.
Uh-huh. So you want a listing?
Yeah, if you want to look for Kenyan music, you search for Kenyan music, but there's no listing. You, like, have to be specific with how you want to find it.
Okay, so I don't know. I think blog posts and articles can help with that.
Yeah, you... music journalist, music journalist, PR personalities out there, you production houses, artists yourselves, you need to put your music out there in a discoverable way. Right now we're looking at discoverability because that's what really matters.
Yeah.
If someone is going to go into Google, the biggest platform to find anything, and search for you and not find you, puts you at a really tight spot.
I agree. Yeah, it's so, discoverability is awesome. Yeah, but you can definitely find this next song on on Google and YouTube.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
So the next song.
Mm-hmm. The next song is called Senses, and it's by a beautiful lady known as Mombi. And
I want to say voluptuous.
Voluptuous, mommy, exactly. And she teamed up with South African DJs known as Objective DJs. Yeah, and this song is a vibe.
It's a whole vibe.
It's a whole vibe.
Mombi was, I think if we were to go for New Nairobi, Mombi,
you're just attracted by other things, but it's fine. It's
no,
fine. It's
no,
fine.
Actually, she has a very good voice. She has, her voice is quite soothing. It's literally one voice you can describe as soothing.
Yeah.
I mean, why am I telling you how it's
supposed to be listen described? To it, Senses.
Just listen to the whole song, Senses by Mombi featuring Objectives.
You need it. Never even ask for nothing. So tell me why you're treating me so cold. Thought that it was meant to be, but you left me here with nothing. Guess I was mistaken. So cold. You gon' look for me when you come to your senses, but I'm gonna be long gone. Go ahead, baby, leave. You gon' come to your senses, but I'm gonna be long.
You gonna look for me
when you come to your senses. Yeah.
But I'm gonna be.
I have no idea what comes after that.
Long gone. Yes.
Yeah. So, Mumbi, Senses, featuring Objectives.
Yes. Kenyan House Music, hashtag House Movement.
Yeah, hashtag OTB Pod KE.
Hashtag La Music Junkie.
I don't have a hashtag personal, but you know, at underscore Eugene Kim or hashtag podcast Yellow Mellow Fellow.
Aish. Hashtag, guy. Hashtag for the culture.
Oh, yeah.
Bukachi approves that message.
Yeah, this episode comes to you recorded directly from For the Culture Studios. In case you need recording solutions for your podcast, these are the guys you should be talking to.
Yeah, as he plays a car game, hitting cars.
You have one of the weirdest producers, but yeah, at least he does something. He does his job right. So yeah.
His job right. Yeah, but today it's all about Kenyan house music.
Yeah.
And the people who are really pioneering and championing the Kenyan house scene. Because, you know, it's been a very South African thing for a very long time that South Africans are the ones who make, you know, house music.
But they do, honestly.
They do. But now Kenyans are really catching up. Like,
but then, okay, here's the question. I always raise this question. Why do you always take up something that's already made? Why do we find problems, you know, bettering our own?
Like what, for example?
You know, like the artists we have. So we could just, you know, refine them until it becomes like a whole movement on its own.
Well, it's happening in every... I think it's happening in every single genre. Like,
I'll tell you what's happening. They pick the hottest thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then they make it... They do it over and over again. And then they wear it out. Mm-hmm. And then now they look for the next hottest thing. Like,
for
after
example,
they've worn it out, that's example, when guys actually start putting out unique projects, you know, it's like testing the waters now.
So, for example,
no, I have no example, but you know,
I mean, okay, I get okay, like Shrap, for example, is trap made into Sheng. House music is a global movement, by the way. It's not just South Africa. I mean, Europe have been over house music for a really long time, and now it's when it's seeping into Kenya. But I think the beauty with us as Kenya is that we like adapting sounds from everywhere, and I think that's what everyone does. Even Niger, people are doing the same thing. Like, of course, they're using Afrobeat, they're using hip-hop, they're using
R&B. For them,
they're even doing house music now.
True, but you see, for them, they're building on what they already have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even South Africa, if I'm listening to Gikwom, I don't know if it's Gikwom or Gikwom.
Gwom or Gwom. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, kind of. Or Kwaito or whatever other type of music they're making. Mm-hmm. It's built on something they already have. You can still trace it back to South Africa.
I see, yeah.
Even if it's Nigerian, you can, and it's R&B, you can still trace it back to Nigeria. Either in the language or one way or another, you can still trace it back to the origin country. But for us, tracing, okay, other than when it comes to terms and, you know, street language, other than that, there's probably no other way you can trace it back to ourselves.
Well, there are some sounds that are still going strong. Benga is still going strong.
Benga stands out.
Mogidi is going strong.
This is where Shrap actually makes the cut when it comes to music.
Mm-hmm.
It stands out on its own.
Yeah, exactly.
Because as much as, yes, it's trap music, but when you listen to it, you're like, nah, there's something very unique about this.
Yeah, that's true. And maybe what you're saying is that even as we make Kenyan house music, we should make it in a very unique way so that it doesn't sound South African, for example.
Yeah, maybe mix some benga something inside there.
Yeah, put some benga guitars, some African guitars in there.
Yeah, everything. Just
sing in Kikuyu the way Morasta is doing.
Yeah, the way Kwame is doing.
Yeah, even put like Maasai. And I see Suraj is really loves this. Like putting those traditional recordings from the Samburu, from the Maasai. Now that's what makes it distinctly Kenyan house music. You know, it sounds different from South African or Nigerian house music. And I feel like one person who's really been at this game for a while is a guy called Saint Ivo.
Yeah, Saint Ivo. I think I've heard that name for a number of years right now when it comes to music.
Yes.
He's been a producer. not just necessarily house music production, mm-hmm. a producer in like music production. Mm-hmm. He's done that for a while. So
yeah, he's done it. Actually, he's the one who produced Superstar, the one we played by Boneless. And he's also the first guy to release a Kenyan house album. Like, ever.
Where are these albums found?
The album is called Jeru. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you are Kikuyu, you can put your accents. But Jeru is released in 2016. I looked for it. It's only on Spotify and iTunes if you're Maju, if you're outside the country.
If you're within?
You'll find it on Spotify, maybe.
Well, now you see, Spotify is not available in Kenya.
That's true. Unless you know people who know people. And well, some people know people who know people.
Bukachi.
Talk to your friends. He mentioned a while back that the reason why it's not out there is because back in 2016, again, mm-hmm. the appreciation for house music was not the way it is right now. So, you know, when you're the pioneer of something like house music in a country that only listens to genge or, you know, hip hop.
At the time we were listening to, what is this, bongo?
Exactly, or bongo. When someone comes up with something very new, not everyone will jump on it. But now that there's psych and everything, now mm-hmm. we want to, I really want to listen to that album, by the way, because mm-hmm. it actually feels features Kwame, it features Tetushani and like a whole other artist from Africa. Like it's a very pan-African.
Very open album.
Yeah, very pan-African
album. That's the kind of, speaking of pan-African, Blinky Bill, Idi Aziz.
Mm.
You seen that song of theirs? I don't know the name of the song,
it's
but I love.
Kilamo.
Ah, that video is awesome,
I
man.
Know.
It's, I don't know.
It's
Captain of the Cool Kids.
Afrofuturistic.
Keeps on doing this thing. Amazing. The guy also produced for Gold Link, a song yes. of his latest compilation of
work. Hey, Blinky Bill.
Man, this guy is just making moves out
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like house music and that kind of vibe is very experimental, but it's very global.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is music that can be listened to anywhere because people are feeling that experimental, that house vibe. And I feel like right now if you're making house music, you're on the right path, my friend. Because I mean we can't avoid trends or we can't avoid waves. If a wave is coming, you either go with it or you step aside and you'll be left behind, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So Manze, like I salute everyone who's jumping on the house movement or who's been there for the longest time. I mean, yeah. EDM Kenya, for example, have been championing house
DJ
music
Fitter.
For a long time.
I think the guy who runs it is called DJ Fitter. Mm-hmm. He was featured on Adoveli podcast, I think, episode number 8, that sometime earlier this year or mm-hmm. sometime late last year.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you can check out those websites. You can check out the mixes. Most of these guys just post mixes, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah, true.
And they do really good mixes. I like the time Boiler Room came
mm-hmm.
around.
Mm-hmm.
They had Coco M, Suraj.
Suraj, they killed it.
Was Jack Rustals on the...
No, Jack Rustals in there.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, for real. Also, Saint Evo, he releases a monthly mix on Mixcloud.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Talking Drums. It's so amazing because it's house music again from all over Africa. So if you want to hear what Afro House really sounds like, if you're a fan or you want to make Afro House music, yeah, listen to those mixes. Cafe Mocha, Talking Drums, the DJ Fita one. Yeah.
It's all over the place, people.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the next song we're about to play for you mm-hmm. is by one and only, this is probably the most social superstar out there.
Mm-hmm.
Tetushani himself, Samalina.
Africa-san. Yeah, and Samalina was actually produced by Saint Evo. In case you didn't know.
And there it is. There it is. That's how you plug these things, man.
No, I really respect the guy. So yeah, Samalina.
By Tetushani playing for you right here on OTB Podcast.
These unfamiliar faces, we had love, we had after, now it's gone. Ooh, are are these unfamiliar faces? We had love, we had laughter, now it's gone. Came from the city I've seen. You are very, very, very concerned with other things. Behind the curtains of your eyes, I see the silhouette of liars haunting me. Samarina, ever since you came from the city I've seen, you are very, very, very concerned with other things. You have forgotten the ancient word. Don't pick up coal or you get burned. Keep the fire in the fireplace. Are these unfamiliar faces? We had love, we had laughter, now it's gone. Ooh, are these unfamiliar faces? We had love, we had laughter, now it's gone. Samalina, ecocoli, samalina, ecocoli, samalina, ecocoli, samalina. Samalina, ecocoli, samalina, ecocoli, samalina, ecocoli, samalina. Samalina, eko koli samalina, eko koli samalina, eko koli samalina. Samalina, eko koli samalina, eko koli samalina, eko koli samalina. What will I do? What will I do? I find another one just like you. What will I do? What will I do? I find another one just like you. What will I do? What will I do? I find another one just like you. What will I do? What will I do? I find another one just like you. Just like you. Just like you. Samalina, ever since you came from the city I've seen, you don't call, you don't contact me. Yet by the sweat of my brow, by my panga and my plow, I bought you a ticket to Nairobi. Samalina, ever since you came from the city I've seen, you don't call, you don't contact me. I thought your love was heaven sent, so I was hell bent on being your savior. Ooh, are these unfamiliar faces? We had love, we had laughter, now it's gone. Familiar faces, we had love, we had laughter, now it's gone. Samalina, eco coli, samalina, eco coli, samalina, eco coli, samalina. Samalina, eco coli, samalina, eco coli, samalina, eco coli, samalina. Samalina, eco coli, samalina, eco coli, samalina, eco coli, samalina.
Samalina, eco coli. Okay. This is the part where you should be helping me, Eugene.
Oh, no, okay. Samalina, okay. Jethro Shirley is back again. That will caught me off guard. That will caught me off guard.
Okay.
Jethro Shirley is back.
Kuwa macho, kuwa macho.
Now, I'm actually just checking out this, you know, when you get online and then you get onto Twitter.
Ah, worst mistake of your life. Kwanza, you say at you're checking Twitter before you leave the house. A lie.
That shit can never happen.
A lie.
Twitter is like so addictive. Like 1 minute, you just want to look at one thing only and then I'm out. But as soon as you're in, everything is interesting. Mm. But yeah.
So. Twitter is lit. But as I like, I like what you're saying. Like Tetshan is very social, very vocal.
Yeah.
On Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, including everywhere.
WhatsApp.
Even WhatsApp.
Even WhatsApp. Like which artist?
Are you on his broadcast list?
Nah. Oh. I'm not. I saw you complaining.
Oh yeah, like he had a viewing party for his about to be released. Okay, maybe by the time this episode is out, it will already be released.
Mm-hmm.
Is it his first? No, his second official music video, which is Africa's Sun.
Wait, you want to tell me in all those years, all those songs he's put out, he's not done any other music video except from, which was this music video?
Network Failure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I'm not lying.
The guy was on CNN. The guy has been performing at, I don't know, almost every other Blanket Spring Vines. How did he not do another music video?
Well, you know, it takes money for one. But the thing, for him, is not about being known by a million people, which YouTube can help you get that.
No, I'm not even taking it as in the sense of him getting known. I'm just taking it in the sense of him being an artist and putting out you know, music videos.
That one you have to ask him for sure.
Yeah. Now, you know, see, this is why I'm asking you, because you are kind of, you know, you're close to him. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'll ask him. But yeah, but now Empower is funding his video for Africa Sun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it should be a good one. So this Empower list,
by the way, Mr. Easy, I don't know what kind of
juju
games you're playing, though. You're just taking all the good artists. And if you notice, Mr. Easy has done a very good thing. He's not taken artists in just one area of music, one genre. Mm-hmm. He's broadened his reach, including all Kenyan artists.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he's only in Nairobi. We have guys, Ukoma, Ushago, who are still doing the music videos. But I understand why he's gone for those kind of artists. Because of the international appeal.
Yeah, yeah.
As much as we want to keep it local, the international appeal also pulls in the numbers.
Yeah, but it's a very good platform for all the artists who are in Empower, I think, because now they've been given an African stage. Because, you know, all the videos are uploaded on Empower's
YouTube.
So, so many other people are getting to know Tetushani, Wanja, BT. Did I say that right?
Bay. What do you mean, BT?
BT. Okay, I'm sorry. Boutros. Yeah, so it's dope.
No, let's go back. You said
no. Today we are talking about Kenyan house music, by the way. It's not about Empower and your BT.
You said
BT. BT, wherever you are.
okay. It's just too much. Okay. So, yeah, Tetushani, Samalina playing for you right there. Africa Sun coming out video.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have an EP album?
No, but he's about to release his first album called Heartbreak Amnesia. Well, we're not going to give dates because, you know, we can't pressure artists.
No.
Yeah,
no
but
pressure.
Heartbreak Amnesia is his first album. He's already released the artwork, so we know it's coming.
Oh, yeah, I don't think we've looked at the artwork.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen
Go stalk him on IG. You'll see it.
Yeah, because, okay, speaking of artwork. Here's something, guys. You're sending in your submissions to otbpodke@gmail.com, and I'm loving that. I love receiving your new music and everything. But here, let's make it a little bit more fun, more easier, and more social.
Mm-hmm.
When you're sending in your album, send in with the artwork, send in a good description of yourself and your music. Mm-hmm. So that way, when I'm bringing it to the podcast and giving it to the people, the audience who are listening, they can get to know you even from just listening to one song. Mm. Instead of giving them the whole deal of going to search for your songs. Let's make them curious. Let's make them want to know you by, you know, you putting out a good description of yourself, putting yourself in a good light.
Mm-hmm. So, I agree for sure. It's always dope to share everything. Like, you're not just your music.
Mm.
There's the EPK, as they say, the electronic press kit.
Yeah.
So important. Because even if you are going to perform at an event, at a festival, you always need to send those things, your photos, your bio,
links.
So yeah, it's very important as any artist, wherever you are, start building on those two things.
Mm-hmm. Small growth.
Yeah, man. But so before we go today, because we need to go and do other things.
Yes. People, we are busy people. Even as we give you the finest podcast. I think I'm going to start changing the description of this and call it the finest podcast in the 254, the most mellow yellow podcast.
Yeah, but we've talked about like, mostly, yeah, the producers and the DJs who are really popping in the Kenyan house scene. So who do you think we should watch out for?
Watch out for?
Or who is impressing you right now as singers, DJs?
I think Suraj is doing a Suraj, dope
definitely.
Job. There's this, I don't know if it's a band or a crew, but there's this group called Mura KE.
Ah, Mura. Mura is called DJ Mura.
DJ is one person?
Yes, he's one person.
But they do the songs as a collective or a number of people.
Why do you say that?
Because I find, I don't know. I was listening to the songs and it felt like it was produced by so many people. But I guess it's just that good.
Well, yeah. he's part of this collective known as Weibo Collective. And I think they really help him. It has Mwalimu Greg Tendwa. Mm. He's the mentor to Mura.
Mwalimu Greg Tendwa, the one for the Santuri project.
Yes, exactly. These so they're really... Oh, they're doing this thing called Bengatronics.
They have been doing
they
it
have
for
been
a while.
Doing, yeah. Benga music plus tapes. Electronic music.
It's amazing. It's quite amazing. It's all amazing. This you can find on SoundCloud, by the way.
Yeah.
So there's the Santuri project.
There's for me, I feel like Fuzak, Dylan S are doing some, like I've been seeing them releasing remixes. Actually, that's a thing I see a lot with Afro House DJs.
Which brings me, actually, you mentioned Dylan S and I was like, but he's only done remixes.
Yeah, but he's, actually the last song we are going to play is his own song. He produced this song. So
Yeah.
So they're slowly, you start with remixes, you release a song. So off we have now Saint Ivo and Jack Rooster who've now set the bill as releasing full projects. But yeah, there are people like Fuzak, Dilanes, Suraj, they release songs every once in a while. And and for singers, I feel you know, house music needs singers. It's not just
vibes and
yeah, it needs
and, down.
And I for me I feel like Idaziz is doing a really good job right now.
Is he Kenyan?
Of course he's Kenyan.
He is.
He's from Nini Coast.
Ah.
Yeah.
This country is so big, people. You have artists in places that you would never really put as Kenyan.
Yeah, Idaziz, you've heard him sing, right?
I've heard him, but you know, I think he sang in a different language. So I was like...
Maybe that was Mijikenda, because he either sings in Swahili or Mijikenda. Like, he's very rooted in his culture. You can tell, that guy's from Coast.
Okay.
You know? So yeah, Idaziz actually had a song he's done with a South African DJ, and Black Coffee was playing it at a party somewhere in the world.
Hey, Black Coffee has been making moves, though.
Yeah, and he's really supporting, like, even Kenyan African, house music.
African content.
African house. He played, you know, Abiro, the Suraj remix on, was it Tomorrowland? Like on a very big stage. So he's really supporting African house music.
Yes, and that's exactly what we should be doing everywhere, every day, every single time.
Yeah, so like if you have an Afro house gig, play Kenyan house music, man. It's
come on,
fire.
Just find it. And it's in Swahili. You know, that's the best part about it.
And there's so much right now, man. There's so much to find. Look at these albums, Dilanes, Akina Suraj, Akina...
Jack Rooster. Electronica Circle were there. I don't know if they're still there. Benzema is still doing his thing on the other side.
Yeah.
There is the Santuri Project. We have Mura K.E. We have Enchan.
Also Mose Drumist. He's been releasing a lot of house music.
Yeah, Mose Drumist has been releasing a lot of music.
Like this
and then there's also DJ Coco M.
Oh yes, Coco M also is... Although Coco M nowadays is very eclectic. She's not just an Afro House DJ.
Yeah.
Like she plays regularly at Muse, which is a very good place to listen to house music, by the way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she plays... Nowadays you can hear her playing hip-hop, playing dancehall, playing bass music.
She's growing. Because the Boiler Room mix is quite...
It's Afro House.
What? That's like... It's epic. It starts with a song, I don't know, from Morocco or Malawi. I don't know where it is from. But yeah, these are things you should be checking out. These mixes, these DJs, these artists themselves.
Yeah. And if you're looking maybe for shows, because you know, some people, I mean, house music's for dancing. It's not just for listening when you're chilling in the house.
Yeah.
It's music you want to get up and dance to. So there are some events like some very... regular events you can catch house music. One of them is Afro Social, which is run by Jack Rooster and Suraj.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually the one where Jack Rooster launched his album. It was an Afro Social event every month at Alchemist.
Okay, so the Alchemist is like the place for, you know, if you want to find unique.
Alchemist, also Muse. Every single Saturday, there's always... Like, I know this Saturday, there's a DJ from South Africa, an Afro House DJ from South Africa coming. Yeah, it's called... No, I don't want to embarrass myself. Karienda Soul?
I think you've already done it.
Something like that. Black Motion also, Kujad to Muse.
Betty is still feeling the...
Yes, as in, yeah, people are kuja in Gondwana as well. Mm-hmm. Every single month at Captain's Terrace has the best Afro House music ever, man. Kwanzaa, this one day they brought a guy called San L, musician.
San L? Ooh,
you know San L?
Yeah.
They brought San L.
He's been here.
He came last... Speaking of... I think last month.
Did IMDDB come to...
Yeah, she did. She did.
How was the show?
I hear it was okay.
I never went. Yeah,
but yeah. So, events ziko, DJs wako, singers are there, producers are there. So, man, Kenyan house movement is a thing.
Yeah, Kenyan house is, it's not a thing, it's the thing.
It's a movement.
It's what you should be listening to, because yeah. This is OTB podcast and we all day, every other day, talking about Kenyan music, no matter the genre, no mm-hmm. matter the artist, mm-hmm. no matter the language. As long as you're Kenyan, you have a chance on OTB podcast.
Yeah.
So you want to plug anything else as you step?
I think I've plugged enough for have today.
Any recent writings?
No, but I'm about to review Jack Rooster's album, mm-hmm. as well as Morasta EP, because
yeah.
I feel like they are just fire.
Okay.
They're just fire. So yeah, okay. Look so, out for yeah. that.
So at La Music Junkie, that's where you find my, what do I call you?
Capitan.
Since you took over the show.
Call me, I am your captain now.
That's where you find La Music Junkie. Yeah, that's where you find her. She's always on the show at least once a month.
Thank you so much, actually, for...
Thank
I feel,
you.
Oh, I want to cry, but it's... No, I won't cry. I swear I won't cry.
Thank you for coming to the show.
Even as tears fill my eyes.
Even as she takes over my show. Yeah, La Music Junkie. Thank you, thank you. She gave us the tips on house music. That was all we were talking about this episode. Because, guys, we want to diversify. I want you to go out there to find good music, good Kenyan music, good Kenyan artists to listen to enjoy, and, you know, have a ball.
Yeah, and thank you, Eugene, for having such a dope podcast.
Yeah, I try. I'm doing my best. The name is @_EugeneKim. That's on social media, every single social media platform. That's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Podcast, follow the podcast at OTBPodKE. Remember, the hashtag is #OTBPodKE. Follow us, interact with us. Tell us what you think about the show. Let's hear you. Tell us if you want your music played, by the way. Send in the submissions to OTBPodKE@gmail.com. Other than that, remember, every other single day, hugs, not drugs. People. Yeah.
And we'll close with Gasheru, by produced by Dylan S, featuring Love D and Eddie Gray.
Yeah, yeah.
Kamudo podo piro. Chopo.